So, for the other legalistic questions that were posed by the chairperson, I'll give over to the acting municipal manager to respond to those questions.
Yeah.
Thank you, Your Worship, Honorable Councillor Mayor. But we did actually prepare a presentation, but our previous one conscientiously what to be done. We identified those shortcomings, we rectified them, and hand in hand, my cousin was here for the presentation.
Take us through this presentation, but remember to address the issue.
That will be financial management. I'm sure I'll hand over to the leader. My good chief.
Thank you, Chief Justice. On behalf of the acting municipal manager, what is the problem that the committee is the presentation as presented on the financial overview for the 10-11 financial year. This is the amended version to the figure that was presented in Potsdam at that station time. Basically what we have done on this slide to the committee is the performance of the budget for the 10-11 year for revenue per revenue score. Must be noted, these figures are as presented in our annual financial statements for the 10-11 financial year. At the meeting in Potsdam, the city feedback, there was an issue raised by National Treasury that some of these figures did not agree to Section 71 report. In the meantime, Chairperson, we have received training from National Treasury relating to budget and budget reporting, where some of these matters were directly addressed. The reason why we have disclosed it as such is because these are the figures as disclosed in our annual financial statements to the AG's office. Basically, to go through, we listed all the revenue sources per category relating to the budget, and then listed the anticipated figure for the financial year, and then the actual income received at the year end, and showing the deviation between those two anticipated and actual figures with percentage of performance. Matters of concern for the municipality is in general the failing success rate of consumer services by the community. Just an example, you can see that our electricity charges only resulted in what happened is that our electricity charges resulted in 26 million from the anticipated 28 million, which is 95% payment success rate. That is only for specific areas where we have the license authority to sell electricity. We do not have that authority in all towns of Makwasi. And that is the main contributing factor to the financial crisis we are facing. Looking at our water charges, 27.8 million, where only 6.5 million was actual income at the end of the day, meaning that there was a deficit of 21 million versus the anticipated figure, resulting in only a 24% success at the end of the day. Then we are categorizing all revenue sources. It's all visible there in the presentation. I don't think we have to go through all of them. The second slide, if we can continue to that, which is more important, is reflecting per month for the 10-11 financial year what was the payment charges to our consumers versus the actual income received from them per month. And in total, it's actually below 50% for the financial year. Meaning that the actual income that we have received from our consumer services for our daily operations at the municipality was in some places we'll get to that slide here, but then it is sufficient to pay our salary bill, meaning that all other obligations were left behind and not attended to. Then it also shows the aging of our debtors, where our debtor balance increased to 25.6 million for the financial year, and also the aging of our debtors, showing the debtors of 120 days plus came to 151 million rand. The second slide, or the slide after that, is the aging of our consumer services categorized. Jefferson, they want to clearly see that our aging on electricity is only 5.9 million. There is an effect that is seen as a result of when the fossil uses the services or the service provider for electricity in those areas, versus debt of 59 million on the water. The problem is that we can't enforce our credit control policies in all areas by the cutting of electricity for poor payment or non-payment of services. Then we have categorized all the debtor categories with the aging from current to 120 days, with the total coming back to a figure of 176 million rand of debt at the end of the financial year. The slide after that is our revenue budget for the 11-12 year. We have prepared this to show what was the 10-11 budget, the anticipated figure, the actual figure, and what was then budgeted for the 11-12 financial year. If we can proceed to the next slide, not to stand too long, still an old slide. Budget performance on expenditure. Once again, the indication of the budget for 10-11, what was the actual expenses, the deviation, and the percentage of performance. Person, again, it's clear due to our payment rate. One can clearly see it in the attendance of the payment of bulk services, preparing the maintenance, etc., that our municipality is facing problems to attend to those obligations. On our employee salaries, the total amount budgeted was 57 million. That was not fully utilized due to several positions on the organizational structure that was not filled during the financial year. Came into the 9.9 million deviation on the budget. Capital expenditure, we'll present that on a business slide. Part of this one is the expenditure budget for the 11-12 financial year. Again, the expenditure items, the 10-11 budget versus the actual figure for 10-11, and the indication was what our 11-12 budget. Once again, the full organizational structure was budgeted for the financial year 11-12, although not all those positions are currently filled. And to see the budget performance on our capital budget is an indication of our internal funded capital budget and external funded, that is from our grants as per the Division of Revenue Act and from the provincial grants, coming to a total of a 90% performance. The deviation on the external part was mostly due to our MIT funding that was not fully expended or 100% expended. MIT, FMT, we have come to a slide on the conditional grounds also. So. Budget performance on conditional grounds, 10-11. Again, on that, it shows what was the DORA allocation for the financial year, the allocation received, the allocation spent, the deviation between those two figures and the percentage spending, and then a brief explanation as to why it was not fully expended. In general, on FNG and MFIG, they were directly linked to the implementation of the municipal strategic planning and also the implementation of the organizational structure for certain positions we did not realize during the financial year. As an example, our medical faculty did not appoint any intern according to the internship program funded from the FNC in the financial year. That resulted that that grants were not fully extended. We have submitted a request for national basis to grant approval for RALA as well as these grants. Chairperson, just on that note.
When did you apply for that RALA?
I'm going to comment on that. We have applied and it was rejected from national basis on the grounds that our Section 71 reporting from the budget and the figure disclosed on our annual financial statement this time. That is what I said. We went through a training session with National Treasury as to what errors or where is the problem coming in on our budget reporting that those figures change. Mr. Willem was from the National Treasury Office went through us with this session. He has resubmitted the request to National Treasury based on that information. Why there were differences between the Section 71 report and our annual financial statement balance. So we are now still awaiting the outcome of the National Treasury. The next slide will show to the committee the predictive age analysis. We have split it for more detail for the meeting to show our funded predators aging from current to 120 days to spend only 852,000 rand at the end of the year. Our aging on our order payments stands to 292 million. And then we have split the two major creditors to the municipality, Eskom and Citibank Water. End of the financial year, the municipality was owing Eskom 13.7 million rand. And sorry, Chairperson, because it's not at the end of the financial year, it was at the end of September 2011, the first quarter of the 11-12 financial year. So the green, 15.7 million. Like I said previously, due to the poor payment levels of services, the actual income the municipality is receiving from service delivery just covers the salary bill. And on the next slide, the detail will present that also. Meaning that whatever we are earning on a monthly basis is just doubling our salary. We can't attend fully to Eskom and Citibank also on a monthly basis. That's why this figure escalated to 16.7 and 13.7 million rand in 3 months' time. We normally wait for our equitable share allocation to utilize that fund to pay these long outstanding accounts. We already had a meeting with the Citibank Water and our provincial treasury office to find a solution and an agreement on how to settle these outstanding accounts of Citibank Water. We also requested that the same type of interaction with Eskom to come to an agreement as to how can we assist or pay a lot of assist us to pay this outstanding account and to prevent any cutting of electricity to the town. On the next slide, sorry, if you can just have that, thank you. The cash flow position for 2011 in overview. We made a simple example to what I've just said is to show to the committee per month the actual income from service delivery only versus the salary bill of the municipality. Now, the salary bill includes salary and allowances to councillors and also for payments to medical pension funds. Receiver of revenue. That is included in the figure. Then, Chairperson, one will see the availability of cash at the end of the month to pay for any other obligation is, in most cases, is zero. But we are running in a deficit every month, meaning that whatever we earn, we have to spend on our salary bill. If we can't pay anything else. So, we're in a situation where we pay instruments to the bank and we don't pay salary. Or on the one hand, we pay salaries, but we can't pay it from the city bank, as an example.
Are you using conditional grant money to pay salaries?
No. That is, the income reflecting is from service delivery. The property tax, water, electricity, sanitation. And we also listed at the end of the financial year, as disclosed in our financial statement, all bank accounts and investments in the name of Mukwasi Youth.
In total, the agency spends a figure of 5.3 million rand in our name. But it must be noted that four of those accounts are housing accounts, where the municipality acts as the implementing agency on behalf of the provincial housing board for housing projects. So if one has to exclude those balances, the availability of cash is actually our own money. Then the next slide, it shows our indigenous registers for the 11-12 financial year. Currently, at the end of October 2011, we sat at 1,481 approved indigenous households on our register, receiving fee-based services as to water, electricity, sanitation. We do verify the contents of our indigenous register monthly by means of a credit check per ID number. Every year we cancel the indigenous register, meaning that at the beginning of the financial year we start fresh off with a new indigenous register. For the 11-12 financial year, the provincial free basic service unit launched a roadshow in all three major towns of Makwati Hills to bring the community forward to apply and to register for indigenous subsidies. But Chairperson, from our information, it also shows there's much more indigenous households than 1,481 in Makwati Hills. We're currently busy to have this roadshow launched again and running on from provincial free basic services unit and from our ward councillors to bring forward those community members to register, because we've got much more than 1,481 households. Chairperson, that is the last slide on the financial management that was amended from our previous meeting in Potterstroom. Thank you.
Thanks once again for watching. Annual report. We tabled the last time the annual report was tabled was in 2006, and then that contributed to us for not tabling the forthcoming coming years that they are expected then. 6, 7, 7, 8, 8, 9 were not tabled till today that we finally completed them, and we have the audit assistance that they also allowed us to table this financial year before January 21st. So I have spoken to the mayor probably on the 29th. For end of this year, we would have tabled all those three annual reports. And then of course the 9 and 10, we just got over our responses on the premier, where in the reflected as a disclaimer. Then and the 11 and 12. Then and 11, we are busy waiting on it. And of course, it has received the attention of the Auditor General. Then the services delivered by the Internet Kingland and Performance Agreement. Of course, the mayor signed our STD. We actually also signed our Performance Agreement. And then we also contacted the community by advertising and to alert them what is happening. Then the challenge that we have in terms of the PMS. It's actually the reporting strategy, where in the setting policies, we also highlighted to the mayor that every quarter and when we have to report, the template changes, and that is because of the COVID. I'm sure they also received our attention of complainant that the templates are changing from time to time, and we failed of strategy to submit this quarterly report pertaining to section 46. So since the inception of this current particular service management, no assessment was done. We were not assessed, and I'm sure it's something that we have to prioritize and to make sure it's done. We spoke to the mayor. He showed a concern on that. So we still don't have the CNS unit today. As a result, we started to engage the acting CNS official, because he's actually operating as an isolated official. We don't have that structure in place today. We also have problems of shutting. We are getting assistance from the internal audience, from the district, external audience from the district. Though they casually come to our institution, but we find it certainly very difficult to comply with the queries that the external auditors bring, because they actually come at a level of inquiry that instead rather than they were supposed to be assisting. So I'm sure we also highlight and touch that aspect, that in future we might need our own internal auditor full time. Internal governmental relations. Of course, the district is interacting with us. I will never speak to the bulletin for items then. I'll just speak to the client. We do have assistance from Copter Northwest. We are interacting with Dr. KK. Of course, Dr. KK is playing a very major role pertaining to the funding of critical projects as such. There are few projects that they typically implemented through our office. They also have some things vote to assist us with the TMS software. Though at this point in time, everything is just as expensive. They offered us to get this thing into our system. But I'm sure that that question that something or nothing is happening there. So we are actually going to be engaging with them so that we finalize this thing. We also get the involvement of DBSA, wherein I'm sure the NC channel has very serious concern about the loan of the DBSA. National Treasury, you have the CFO committee that we recently got a training that, of course, is engaged both political and administration bodies. Then, of course, the last bulletin is about the DBSA, wherein I will appeal probably today. I think the official senior manager, the thing I want to say about the water demand management project, wherein it got suspended due to the failure of course, ourselves. But we had to have a meeting with National Treasury appealing to say if they can revert to this decision so that it can assist us pertaining to the water losses that is actually getting worse day to day. So this kind of assistance will assist us to actually get solutions to the problems of water loss. Previously we reported we are around 20-30%, which has got serious negative impact against our revenue collection. ESCOM, they are doing a very good job with us. Recently we also switched on some trip lights to the whole entire township. And then we are time to time meeting with them at our level of the energy forum. We are giving our board training concerning the critiquing of areas that we identified as content. Of course, to delay, we emphasize and show that we owe them a lot of money. So we have got spending a monthly meeting that we try to solve this problem. I'm sure the working relationship is very positive. The only problem for us is to represent the business. I'm sure there are some pending agreements between us and them that obviously will suffice to resolve this problem of our delayed tourism. We actually even proposed tourism quotas based on the fact that our incredible change at this time to try to help on the problem. So other departments, of course, everywhere we're talking with staff and staff education, I'm sure it will reflect that from the view and plan. We don't have bigger challenge pertaining to the department being as our business. I'm sure the CFO will also have to emphasize on that point. We don't have bigger challenge pertaining to that. IDP. Yes, we do have our IDP, though it is shaky. We do reviews annually. We involve community and mayors and our honorable mayor, the Watt Cantona, as he took over the office. We had some few individuals. So the only challenge is we have to now improve certainly in terms of our IDP steering committee. It's not actually converging as our plan. We currently adopted as a council a plan pertaining to that. So we do observe protocol for what is implementation to our end. So the MTEL, I'm sure as we were presenting at the mayor said, where is our MTEL strategy? We did previously have plans that linked our functional strategy, IDP and policy. But unfortunately, the setback that we experienced pertains to the cash flow, since you saw the presentation that we're not collecting it all, we're working at the decision. So that led to the failure of the strategy. But end of September, we sat down at the management and our fiscal principal has put on a strategy as to how must we address it. A document will be presented to Council on the 29th. Our latest strategy plan, which actually will also address the issues of the turnaround strategy. So the Council still has to sit on the 29th and adopt it. Challenge is, of course, I emphasize as I was presenting that. There is few, but pertaining to the department, but the CFO is good ways of attending to that. Let me also emphasize the fact that we have established a strategy of collecting revenue at that business. All the businesses that must hold in our function are looking for offices, paying services that actually took us 2 years. Without being saved. So there is a bit of light at the end of the day. A strategy we can also exercise on that. Though we also have this issue of our PMS weakness, but I'm sure that we agree as Council to uplift our monitoring where officials will get assistance of expertise, both financial and engineering and other departments. Those are few challenges that I can say. I want to speak to that. Of course, the issue of energy. We are operating with an energy officer. We have got an energy manager, a vacant post for more than 3 years now. And this has emerged as a very serious challenge in our municipality. If you experience some of this magic, it's not because the limit is not destined to you, but they are looking for jobs. We have got serious inflows of goods that are passing their retreat, and as a result, cannot be absorbed in any other of the stakeholders. They only see our municipality as an employment source. We also have got the special development framework document that will be presented to Council. We appointed a service provider then. It's almost done. It was presented into our strategic plan. How? Anyway, there is a development. If you look at that piece of phase one, where we still had few houses that from 2005, that we still abstain. But as per this slide, there are some few developments where in some houses now, where in the were kept at backlog, getting a constructed. We have tried to reflect some figures there. I won't go see that figure. But the interest of this slide is to show that we started by addressing the blocked project where in a housing department, a human settlement department is having meetings with our officials, and some projects are getting unblocked, and there is a construction. Though we still have got, province has approved 4,000 allocation for Papua's housing. So there are some plans that are going to be presented to us as to when and how will this house be constructed. I'm certain of one sector where 658 is going to be constructed before the end of this financial year. Then some interventions, of course, I emphasize on that. There has been some meetings, and there are some serious interactions with the human and settlement department. The most challenge that we have pertaining to housing is untraceable to the beneficiary. I can still recall the mayor saying there has to be a way of addressing this, because we find most probably beneficiaries to be occupying those houses, but unfortunately they are not the beneficiaries. So in a way we can still redress this thing in line with the national department, since there are registered there. So interventions are also put there as public bulletins. We will advertise for untraceable beneficiaries. That is one aspect I emphasize the relevant department before I came here, so that we start doing something rather than talking. Basic services. That is precisely my area of function. We adopted an organogram, a reviewed one, where in the public works, water, education, and electrical services has been agreed upon by country. Let me also emphasize that before, this department had to also collect the rich, look after parks. So we realigned this so that it can put more effort and focus into engineering services. So those are the core functions. And then this is the background actually of the total number of households we have, 16,282. And then those are the types of settlements we have, towns and townships and villages and farms. So the next slide is about the water services. Let me probably say that funding assistance we got from GDSA, the then DPLG Comptana, DWA, made it possible for Matwati to have water supply for the next 10 to 15 minutes. That is to respect all households that we find in Makwati. 16,000 of them, we have good access to water from 10 to 15 years. And then we are actually also supplying 6,000 kiloliters. We mentioned of the indigenous, they do get that. And then people start getting 25 liters per day, the person that is happening. So though we have those three villages that are actually giving us problems pertaining to the, what we call it, organization. The association, I just forgot the name. But both say on Stral and Carlicon, CTAs. So you visit the area and you find they are working together the next day. They are fighting against each other. But nevertheless, we managed to could observe Arctic standard 200 meters per day, all those three rivers and the drinking water at that area. We also have got our water development plan, which eventually is under review. It is going to be also assisting us at finding pertaining to the sanitary needs that are there. We have got approximately 500 houses that will need water bottles. Most probably from those village areas that I highlighted were having problems. We have got three basic sanitation policy, though it is not highlighted very clearly. But I'm certain the CFO is not actually succumbing to that, giving them free. We are charging them those basic sanitation pertaining to sanitation, unlike the 6,000 liters that they get for free. We adopted a master plan wherein we anticipate multi-year plan for which 880 million will bring all townships to the level of standard of access roads that are funded. But as I see now, our roads are in a very bad state, and though there are no projects that were implemented, but the previous areas that had been serving the road basis has collapsed. Nevertheless, we have a master plan that guides us up to the level where we can be able to see our standard of road as covered. We will need 810 million over a period of 3-4 years. Electrification. We have got our own land area, where in Makwan town, Yogoran town, and Volumaransan town, we are supplying it. We don't have backlog there. Though our systems have received the normal, they are collapsing. I tried to put an estimate as to how much we might need to refurbish the whole thing. We also have got a combined area, where in some phases pertaining to the plant, almost 2,000 houses were built. And then we have got areas such as Kagala and Raj, they have built as well. So, like I reported, there is very serious progress pertaining to ESCOM. We are not actually having some difficulty, except that whenever there are some storms during the wind period, we experience unplanned cut-off, of which we register that ESCOM. I spoke to the area manager, they are doing something about that. Waste management and procedure removal. That is one function we are servicing to the whole entire household of Makwasi, be it a residential, business, and industry. So let me also speak about the 89 yellow beans that the people's KK donated to us, which is one strategic plan that the mayor also emphasized on today. She wants to see the town clean. It's one of the basic priorities. So that 89 yellow beans is part of the strategy that we will have to endorse. They are also contributing something like 2 million APWP funding to also get attention of this town clean. A project where the mayor, he has got a pending final document to present to council pertaining to the PWP. Then part and recreation. Of course, we have got two problems pertaining to the exercise. The previous setup allowed this exercise to be next to our main roads and the next to our golf club. If you go to Yodoran stand, the left side is side by side with the golf course. Whenever there is wind, the whole entire impact flows to the golf course. So there are experience plans they change the location of this two lenses back, which might need us up to 20 million. Of course, we are engaging with Dr. Katie, but to see how can they best assist that patient into this. Well, we have an integrated waste management plan that our contributions would recommend that. This information, I just throw it to show the background. I won't get on it. Those are the projects we implemented as from 2009 to date. But the most important information is on the slide where it's about the MIT funding, the funded project that this current financial year, MIT project for financial year 2011-2012 is 28 million. So we have appointed contractors to service the area where we are going to be having 972 houses. And we have got a road and stone water extension 15, where in approximately 18 million to 20 will be invested in the project. The project, as I'm speaking, they are running. So we anticipate completing them, though one of them is much year. End of June, after the plan, and so far everything is going well. And this project is funded by MIT. So the challenge is, I won't speak about funded instruments that this has been an ongoing thing for some time. And the way we have planned that probably we will have to respond pertaining to the IT system. But let me emphasize on the issues of basic things. Delivery tools and equipment. We definitely need to bring that to those competitors, TLC, partners, and to additional resources removal. All of those equipment and tools cost estimates pertain to 50 million. Why am I emphasizing on this? Because this shows that the collections that we made, we hardly give time to see our budget. And at the same time, we cannot give it by the funding that we can purchase the tools. Though there are some bilateral talks in the district, but I'm sure that it's one clear challenge, because as I see now, our officials are putting to go and render the delivery, like patching of potholes or replacing those pipes. And urgently, we need a almost 24 million. We have for the town, which is called Mapwati Town, where we are doing French drainage. We haven't improved that system due to our water board. So as a result, we appealed with COPTA to assist us with funding to them. Actually do a water board to our connection to that town. President Thomas elaborated on that. We also had a very serious problem with our wastewater treatment plant at Fort Maranstan. Some studies and a very progressive development are in place. As I speak today, the regional infrastructure grant on BARC are sitting today. We are contesting to be funded so that we improve our wastewater treatment plant at Fort Maranstan. I was warned we are a candidate. So we are represented there. Probably today we'll be getting some outcome. Then that is basically the whole entire proposal from 2010 to 2013, weighing an estimate of 1 billion. It's anticipated if ever we say we are at a level of the basic standard in Mangwari. And then governance, of course, that is going to be very short. That is our mission and vision. It has been formed by our mission and vision. We are trying to make sure that the delivery of our activities is receiving attention. Then, of course, there has been some training, the recruitment and appointment of critical staff. Let me also emphasize on that. we experience those opinions from the auditor due to the fact that finance has been for forever anticipating closing of this unfilled position for the third year. And as a result, we are not getting the staff appointed, which eventually has got impact into our operational system. We need expertise, we need one body to can do this function. I'm sure we are having an item on the 29th. You can just lift up this monitorium and get this appointment completed as soon as possible. So our counselors from time to time are getting capacity building a workshop, and they are attending. I'm sure that the various development pertaining to that, our implementability issues, we followed the plan and the DG's advice, and I'm sure I tried to sum up the other side precisely. So if maybe the mayor would like to add something. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. This is the report of Makati Group and Municipality and Bank. I need only to add that we are also having an investigation going on in the municipality conducted by Attorney Manuku on the issue of the sustainable manager. I think that is what I was alluded to add on only, but this is very concerning.
Thank you very much, Mukwasi Jose and the Mayor, for the presentation. As I said in the beginning, we will also engage with the report of the Auditor General, Mr. Scala Scott, on Mukwasi Hills, referring to the amount mentioned in the report of the AG, referring to unauthorized expenditure to the amount of 109.6 million, irregular expenditure to the amount of 15.8 million. And fruitful and wasteful expenditure for the amount of 623,000 rand. You will have to explain that to the committee. We told you when we were in Potchefstroom that you will have to pay yourselves on this as well as the second page, and that is the full page. A forensic audit was conducted by its forensic and risk consulting, and the report dated the 18th of July 2011 was handed to the municipality. Today, this report, and the day was the day of the visit to the northwest when the Potchefstroom was not tabled in council. Now, 2 weeks lapsed since we left Potchefstroom and the northwest provinces committee. What report can you give today to this committee regarding that forensic audit and tabling in council? On the members, any questions before we take the leading department? Welcome, Honorable Mashile. Honourable Magatla just left. Honourable member sitting here. Honourable Magatla is the house chairperson, and she is running the unit intergovernmental relations. I hope she comes back, because that unit plays a very, very important role to get the action plans of departments integrated to assist we at grassroots level to see that there is service delivery. That's why there's a special unit in the National Council of Governments to do that business on the month of Ella.
Thanks, Dr. My first question is the test of age analysis. For this 30 days, because 30 days is a compulsion, which the ruler of this country, the president, has given instruction that within 30 days all the payments will be done. But if you still have to see 60 days, you see 90 days and 130 days, that should show compliance to the ruler of this country with the final thing. Do you prepare to listen to this or not? Number two, it's very nice to give a shooting statement. When you talk about the establishment of the committee and you said that the recommendation not yet taken, what I want to know, by when this recommendation is going to be taken? And then we need a time frame. Whenever you come and brief this committee, time frame is necessary. This one is very much pathetic. Tell me the 2006 annual report, 2007-2008, 2009, compiled and finally completed. Will you give us the reason why it was not done in time? What was the problem? Because when you get into the office, you must know that the instruction of the office can be PSMA on policy. They will direct you by this time this report should be submitted. If you didn't do, what was the reason? I was very much happy when I hear, I don't know whether it is the manager, when you talk about high housing, a project of 2,282. You also explain that this one has been allocated so that you will have the project completed. And you said openly that it will be done before the end of financial year. How many months left to the end of financial year? Are you sure? Thank you.
On the journey.
And I think that, Chairman, I'm on the first page on the budget of revenue. I'm interested to know, in terms of the interest time, the council is budget of 500,000, but they anticipated 12 million, and they collected 20,000. Now, I just want to understand what informed the 12 million against the budget of 500,000. And the capital grant, I assume that information is an information that we know before even the capital finishes their pilot proposal. So we see there the value that is 5 million and the actual. The first question is related to what is the council doing in addressing increasing the housing cost. I think it seems that the need for housing is more than 1 million. I heard the fund manager talking about it's cutting out the head of the council. It's not the next share with others what it is that we are going to address that particular type, and what could be the cause, other than that, us assuming that that is because of time and what is that. Maybe we could have on that. And on the ESCOM, manual to ESCOM, except for this monthly meeting that the members spoke about, is there any agreement between the council and ESCOM as to how the manual will be and the other question relates to the loan experience. How much is the loan amount and whether or not the council is paying that loan at the moment? And last two questions. First one being the municipal manager spoke about with regard to water losses, and this identified challenge of illegal connection. But it's not saying that they identify that as a challenge. What is it that the country is doing to avoid that challenge? That it also includes any water leakage in the state that results into. And lastly, Chair, in one of our interactions with the council was the need for the finance department in particular to be capacitated both by training as well as seeing the back-end post in that particular city. We have not yet any response or any important to what is the situation in regards to that. Can we advise us to whether there is any focus in regards to feeling all the calculations in the family advantage?
Thank you. Well, Charlie, we also welcome in this meeting the chairperson of the National Council of Provinces and a member of this committee on the Mamela. From the province of KwaZulu-Natal. Mashisi?
Thanks, Jefferson. I just need to apologize for not having started with the presentation right at the beginning, but having perused and had the last input made, I just want to raise the few points that I'm noting. I expect some clarification from them. It looks like the payment collection rate is averaging 50% or so. And again, it looks like on their indigenous roll, they have got 1,431. And on the other side, then they have got the bad debt provision of interfactual growth. Now I'm trying to actually talk to these things together then. I want to know whether the municipality is actually managing this thing correctly. Not leaving an explanation that you get in relation to debts that are owed by government departments or government parastatals. If we could just get an indication, with these departments, especially public works, as custodian of many buildings on behalf of other government departments. What level of debt do you have with them? And then the indigenous policy, this 1,581, I can see what you have said as your policy of dealing with them, but is this number correct? 1,500 because there is almost indication that you really have low levels of power in that kind of fight. And if not, I think I don't just need the explanation. There is 11 million, I think, which has been budgeted for contractor services. I really just want to get more clarity on that. On the budget, when I looked at compensation to employees, it looks like it's about 60%. It's about 60% if I look at this number. How correct is this? Who are we paying? Is this our actual employees of the, you know, of the municipality? And how do you compare this with your nearby municipality? And with a norm in the province? Is it correct? If it is very high, because I was another thing that is high, if compensation employees go to 60%, what are the plans to actually bring this to normality? Their expenses are budget. There is one item there of 51 million, which is almost the second highest figure, but which is termed general expenses. It's almost the second highest figure, I think, in your expenditure budget. But then it is general expenses. What is in that figure? Definitely there some other issues in there need to be unbundled and disclosed. Because it's 3 years a big figure on your budget. Yeah, one would expect this safe haven called general expenses or other, you know, to account to real small issues. And but it can be a second biggest item, but it is not really clear. There is this reasoning that says the under expenditure on the conditional grant, it is due to the municipality not implementing the approved organogram. I thought that some of the conditional grants are meant to capacitate the municipality to be able to function properly. Am I understanding correctly that we are not spending this money because we are still waiting for certain individuals to be appointed? But if they are not yet appointed, those individuals, or not yet taken to correct positions, who is doing that work in those positions? Because those very people need to be capacitated to be able to execute the work of the municipality. The investigation, I think, that has been talked into the matters surrounding the municipal manager who has been suspended. Is there any time frame that it gets to the end of? And what is the situation? Is he still collecting salaries at the end of the month? If yes, then are we aware that we are paying huge salaries at the end of the month for somebody that is not earning very much money? Therefore, that should inform putting a target when this should be completed. The Section 57 manager term. How many are there in that municipality? And what sort of qualifications in relation to the position they are holding? Are they adding value to the municipality? And Chairperson, the other two questions that I have, of course, it relates to the assertion that there is no structured relationship between the municipality and EFCOM. And when your pupils are striking and marching because of, as you are saying, because of echo, doesn't that really inform you that you need to have a serious relationship with echo? Why are you having a pragmatic relationship? Can you get any answer to that explanation? Then, the reporting to the relevant partner, section 21 report, how credible are they? Are we just reporting for the sake of reporting, or are we communicating the information that is required for other government departments and structures to make an informed decision and know when and how to assist themselves? Are we having real quality reports that get out there? Of course, this is linked to your section 67 manager, whether they are properly qualified or not. And, I'm worried that they say internal auditor is a check. I really definitely have a serious problem with that. Because the internal auditor is supposed to be a person who is in-house, who is every day assisting the municipality on internal control center. If we say the chair service, do we mean that this person actually is doing consulting to the municipality? So that is the consequence. It's actually a consultant, this person. He visits one certain time and disappears to other municipalities. When he's supposed to be having a person who is embedded in the municipality, almost every day testing and reporting and suggesting and assisting and recommending and proposing. Why is the shape? Maybe with the audit committee, one can understand because of access to really qualified people that can function in the audit committee. We can have a shared service to the audit committee, but with an internal auditor, I do have reservations. I really need to understand why. What is the problem? Chair, the real last question is the municipal councillor really knowing the report that is being presented to us? Do they know the content of the councillor? And if they know as cancer, what are their views in relation to all these other social services and deficiencies that are appearing in this report that we are in
on the room?
Thank you very much. I don't have a preamble on my question. My question is very, very straightforward. I thought that we are going to start with this investigation, forensic investigation, that you yourself raised. And the other one, that the mayor is saying that there is an investigation currently on on the mayor or something like that, or the minister. I'm very much interested in hearing what is the current investigation, and maybe we see why is there an investigation going on, so that we must know what is what, how much money is in it, and then we can perhaps thank you very much, Chef.
On the leaf.
Chairman, the question of the cash flow seems to be quite clearly a serious one. And so the own source of income doesn't cover salary. If we're told we're not using grant income to cover that, but presumably we are using equitable share, can I get the assurance that grant income isn't used at all to meet current expenses, and that grant income, which is not spent, is held in a tattika, and is not mixed with the general expenses of the Hinsdar. There I'm talking about conditional grant. The municipal manager tells us that 810 million rand is required to fix the road. So that's maintenance. You certainly can't pay salaries. Using X or share to meet other expenses. It's not recovering its income from water. Where is the 810 million rand going to come from? Where is the quarterly payment to Eskom to bring the Eskom account up to date going to come from? Because what I seem to be hearing here is a lot of plans, but I'm not sure that we're hearing any actual action that's being taken to solve the existing problem. And that is a concern. We can have lovely plans and master plans, I think some of them are referred to. But what are the actual actions that's happening as we speak? Is there the National Taxpayers Association active in your municipality? Are their funds being withheld and paid into trust accounts that these people run? And if so, what are you doing about recovering that money? The municipal manager tells us that there's 6,000 kiloliters to indigenous people, 25 liters a day per person. How do you measure that? How do you know that it's not in fact 60,000 kiloliters that's being consumed? And how do you restrict it to 6,000 kiloliters? The municipal manager tells us very proudly that street lamps are being pitched on. Who's paying for that electricity? Is it an Eskom project being funded by Eskom? Or is it simply pushing the amount owed to Eskom up even higher? When you talk of water losses of 20 to 30%, how do we measure that? Are all consumers metered so that you can gauge how much is being consumed and how much is going in from the bulk of the plant? And then I think there's a technical fault on the page here that the patient's gone up numbers. Status quo page, I think the year that's referred to is 2011-12. Should read 2010-11, but that's
not the area.
Thank you,
Mr. Honourable Baker, and then Mr. Kamalo. Honourable Chairman, a normal business balance is revenue and expenditure. And if you look at this statement, the property tax, they only getting 46%. Water charges 24%. You go down there to service charges and all that is 25%. But the expenditures are staying on a very high level. I'm just asking the question, what are this municipality going to do to rectify this? What are they going to do to they are using money from grants and subsidies? But they are losing their income. Their income is coming in. What are they going to do? Mr. Kamalo.
Thank you, Honourable Chair, Honourable Members, for the opportunity. I have a few questions that I would like to link to some of the work that the Commission has done for our submission for the 2012 Division of Revenue, and also a follow-up piece of work that we did with respect to the state municipality. Now, I think when the CFO was speaking, and this relates to the state of revenue in the province, in particular on revenue, in the municipality, he basically says that they cannot use electricity as a control measure for non-payment. I find that a bit awkward especially looking at what other means are available to do that. Now, it's especially awkward in the sense that when you look at the number of indigents, it's about 1,400 something compared to households, compared to 16,000 plus households. Now, who is not paying? That's the question that must be asked. In terms of the management of debt, the bulk of that debt is 120 days plus. Now, there has to be something that happens, the debt management in that respect, because otherwise, what you do with irrecoverable debt, because if you keep it like that, it actually presents a very bad picture of what the minister is doing. There's another issue that we picked up when we were looking at the municipalities and the free state. There's quite a significant proportion of all revenue that is referred to as other. And also, here, I don't know whether it would be possible to try and break it down into what the major components are. It's particularly worrying here in the sense that when you look at the bulk or almost all the across all the revenue sources except that other, the actual versus the budget, the differences are huge. And so it's probably something that we need to get a little bit of understanding what actually goes into other, and maybe National Treasury, because I see there's some people from the National Treasury here, they might also want to comment on their view on this kind of classification of other, and then you find that this is quite a significant amount. Similarly, on the expenditure side, is what Honorable Mashile has raised around general expenses. I think it's important that one actually gets to understand what that means, especially where it goes beyond what was originally budgeted, and nobody knows what actually constitutes. These are the few questions that I wanted to raise.
Thank you, Honourable Members, and Mr. Kumalo from the FSC for your questions. You've noted the questions that came from Makwasi Yoke. We're going to stick to our program of the members and officials from the department and the MPLs from the legislature that we break now for tea. He's ready outside in the foyer, and that we are back, that clock is a bit behind time, that we are back at 25 minutes past 11. 25 minutes past 11, please be back in your benches that we can proceed with the responses. But also the replies from the different departments regarding Makwasi. Thank you.
Thank you. No, I'm not giving you credit. Y el tiempo, el horario, el tiempo.
Can everyone please take their seats? Let me proceed. Question yours, municipality, you received the notice, the questions. The department also noted questions which the members put to the municipality, that you will also get the opportunity to respond and to make your input regarding that municipality. Just remember from the mayor the point I referred to when we started with the question regarding unauthorized expenditure, irregular expenditure, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, and the reports that were not tabled up until date in the council, and how many council meetings you have since we last met with you in Potchefstroom. You may proceed. We will take this session up to 12:15 and then take the next municipality. Honorable Mayor, you may read the responses and then delegate.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. On the issue of unauthorized business and irregular expenditure, I'll give to the management to respond. The forensic report, and I have explained in court through it was tabled to council, but council rejected the report then. After we went back and we were advised to act on the report, truly speaking, nothing was done on action taken on the report. And I have explained in Potchefstroom the challenges that one faces in the municipality. Some of the meetings that sit when I am not there and decisions are taken make one's life very difficult. Yes, the report was tabled, but nothing was done as yet. And on the issue of the annual, the Auditor General's report, the batch 3, the recommendations will be tabled on the 29th of this month on Tuesday. The investigations going on against the suspended municipal manager Maybe I would ask, I did not get the names of the honorables that were posing questions. I did not jot them down, but the, I would ask the honorable to maybe explain or maybe just unfold the question of how much money is missing on that. But the investigation is going on against the municipal manager after the forensic investigation was. Yes, it to me it sounds as though this investigation, it is because of this forensic investigation that was conducted by the former municipal manager. So the now acting municipal manager has instituted another investigation on this municipal manager that has been suspended. I really, truly speaking, I can't explain what is it that made that this municipal manager is investigated now. But it's fine, it's been suspended. I think also the investigations must go on. But as you see the results of the investigation, it dwells much into all those things that that have cropped up in the forensic investigation. This is how this investigation is going on. I would also like to highlight that since the municipal manager, that municipal manager was suspended, we had incurred a lot of money. Because after this one case, the other one is open. He wins this case, the other one is open. As I speak now, there is another suspension against him that council took a decision on the, what is it, on Friday, on the 22nd, on Monday. He has been again suspended. And even when you ask questions, you can't get a clear answer. Actually, what is going on? There are illegal, there are legal opinions that are sent to council, but you can't just understand what is going on with this legal opinion. Because you would want to understand somebody is being suspended, why he's been suspended, he's been given another, he's been given forced leave, why he is suspended. You can't get a clear answer, is this person suspended? Because only in the two meetings I could be able to sit. And all these meetings were special counsel, special in committee meetings. I was able to sit in those two special counsel meetings. In other meetings, I was always either voted out because I'm talking too much, or either I'm told to recuse myself in those meetings. Only these two last meetings, before he was again suspended, I could sit in this meeting and I could be able to ask questions, what is actually going on. I couldn't even get clear answers, what is it that is transpiring. But my worry, we are using money for cancer. Go on with what is, I think we don't know what we are doing. This is how I can just explain on the investigation that is currently going on in the municipality. I think the other question I will give over to the administration. Thank you very much, Honorable Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mayor. Just before they continue, two things. Welcome to our visitors in the gallery, green and gold. It's a very positive color. It indicates growth. Welcome. This is the Select Committee for Finance dealing with three municipalities from the Northwest Province with regard to performance financial management and service delivery. So you are welcome to listen to the proceedings. I note that there's two councillors sitting down there. You're supposed to be with the team here. I note that you and Honorable Bloom. I'm going to take Honorable Bloom and then give each councillor also the opportunity to make an input before the officials go further with the response. Honorable Bloom.
Can I
just?
Yes. The Honorable Speaker of Mapuatilis is also present here, and there are three Executive Committee members here present.
Three Executive Committee members? Yes, we are there. Oh, there. All right. Thank you. Honorable Bloom?
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, this thing is getting really very difficult and complicated. The mayor is saying that she is being chased out of the meeting as a mayor. Now, I don't understand how can the meeting proceed and the elected mayor is not allowed to sit in the meeting. That is one. The second one is that the mayor is saying this investigation comes from the previous investigation. Now, there must be recommendations of the previous investigation. Now, I really need clarity on that one, because it, to me, it does not sound correct. An investigation out of another investigation. If that investigation have said this municipal manager must be arrested, then he must be arrested. It's no use to have another investigation. We will sit with investigations up until he dies.
Thank you, Honorable Bloom. I noted Honorable Mashire and then Honorable Chani and Makubela.
First, Jefferson, I definitely have interest on until when are these investigations going to start. There must be a targeted date for the investigation to be completed. Whoever is investigating must be having the target completion date to complete the investigation. We can't just have an on and on and on. But Chair, having heard the mayor, I'm interested to hear on the relationship of the mayor, speaker, and municipal manager, and of late with the chief whip. I think I'm interested to understand that relationship, because the comments that I've heard, they actually pointing into a dysfunctional relationship. I'm interested to hear from the speaker then. From the speaker. Thanks.
Well, Makubela, then on for Chani.
I'd like to ask the sort of follow-up question. How does the council reject the forensic report? And on what basis? And then this one, I don't know how the mayor will answer. Is the mayor comfortable to run in that is in charge? Are you comfortable? You can feel free to work. You can put that one intervention should be taken in order to save that. Thanks.
John?
No, sir. So that we save time. According to my recollection of the previous meeting in Otis 2, honorable members would remember that during that particular hearing, the council and the AG, that is that the AG reported that upon completion of the 2008 Otis, the council approached you to conduct further investigation on specific issues that were raised in the council, which was done, and subsequently there was forensic investigation as launched by the Academy Foundation, which report was also not yet tabled before the council at the time. And we were told in that particular meeting, if honorable members recall, that the council had a problem with the amount and for the forensic investigation, one. Two, because at that time we were told that the council did not authorize that kind of an expenditure. Two, that the municipal manager was suspended precisely for instituting the forensic. And at that particular time, if you all remember, we even said the Auditor General should favor this committee in this particular spot, which I think, if I'm right, that is being done. The forensic reports and those reports are now part of the documents presented to this particular committee. Perhaps those documents will be made available to other members. But we requested those precisely because I remember we said if the council is not going to act on those particular reports, because we could not accept the fact that reports, investigations were conducted upon completion when the council was supposed to do the report, they instead now divert their attention from the report to the municipal manager. If I remember well, at that we said if the council is not going to act on those particular reports, then this committee will exercise its powers and rights and table and take those particular reports further with the relevant security institution. So, I'm just reminding members of what was the state of affairs when we were in position. So that we don't drag it too long. But then, again, if over and above those particular reports, because it is clear now in terms of the statistics that the council has resolved not to entertain those particular reports, but instead institute a specific report now on the municipal manager. As to that, we give a different information to that one contained in the forensic report. That's another thing, but you see that this investigation now is specifically directed to him as a municipal manager, not to broad as it was with the forensic investigation. As to whether that it will be a value for money for the council is another thing. But I think as you speak on this, it's important that perhaps the council indicates to how much is due now and in legal costs in this fight between the council and the municipal manager. Also taking into consideration that this contract might be coming to a close. I mean, this is a small municipality to be involved in legal matters that can be faced by taking other quicker solutions than to go before court and pay legal costs. But I'm interested to know how much is the legal cost.
Thank you, Uncle Charlie. Uncle Charlie is a deployee from the Northwest Province. Thank you for that clarity. Uncle Leaf and then Uncle Montisi, then we have to take two councillors and get back to the responses, please.
Jim, thank you very much. I don't recall how many councillors came to meet with us across the room, but I don't think it was quite as many as here. And this is a bankrupt municipality. Uncle John has just indicated that the cost of legal expedition should be avoided. And yet we've got this huge delegation, which has now traveled all the way to Cape Town, to be with us. And I think our requirements were that the mayor, and the accounting officer, and the CFO have to appear before us. So I'm wondering why such a large delegation has now travelled all the way to Cape Town, and I assume spent the night in a hotel, the host, the flights, and so on, when your bankrupt, your municipality is bankrupt, it doesn't have enough money to take down. Mr. Chairman, I'm sorry, I would have raised this earlier, but I wasn't aware of that when we were asked to put our point earlier.
Honorable Mansifi.
No, Chairperson, I was just saying that with respect to the forensic report that was discussed in Pashisaram, it seems like that report is available. So the committee would like to get that report. And then we can be able to act based on the report that Parliament has received. We have already spoken in the other meeting with the Minister of Finance, and we understand the responsibility. Minister of Culture as well, we understand that. But now this is a matter which has to be taken up with the state authorities. Thank you, Chairperson.
This committee will meet during the course of next week to deal with this committee report on the Northwest municipalities, and that documentation will be circulated to the honourable members in advance. It's quite a lengthy document, but it's got a lot of information contained in it. Three councillors that are here. Just one thing that we must clear. This committee is not going to address your political squabbles. That you must do yourself. If you recall, when I concluded the meeting in Potchefstroom, we said you must go and have a hotline. I hope you set the date for that, because I think you need it desperately to get the action plan and way forward. To the honourable councillors, I noted the gentleman there at the bottom. Just introduce yourself, your colleagues, and then we move up back this way.
Yeah, thank you very much, honourable chair. My name is Khadija Rachid Zalete, MNC for Finance. Thank you very much for your time. I just wanted to, you know, I don't want to politicize issues, but going forward, I think it's very much imperative that we must also address this matter politically. So, I'm not going to engage politics, but you see, we had a challenge in terms of we as Makwadi girls, because we have been having the speaker has been in and out of hospital, and there was no consistency there. And we are prepared to table the report, but with that, unfortunately, time was not on our side. And we are prepared to go to council to go and table that report. Now, the issue of the mayor, council felt that the mayor was having a relationship with the municipal manager. Henceforth, council decided to say to the mayor that the mayor has got interest in the matter of the municipal manager. That's why each and every time council has any problem with the attendance of the mayor in issues pertaining to the municipal manager. Now, second to that, the municipal manager was suspended because of non-compliance, especially on supply chain. That's why he was suspended. And tantamount to that, there was this coincidence of the extension of the contract of the municipal manager. Because we are quite clear that the contract of the municipal manager was coming to the end of the 31st of October. Now the contract is extended in 1 year. Now that is a big challenge to us. Now the municipal manager was ahead in terms of the contract itself. What is the big question in the contract? He went ahead and he contested the contract. Now that is the problem we are having, because we are heated and concerned. Because I was sitting in that local council where I was part and parcel of that resolution which was taken. I know what transpired in terms of the contract. The contract was for 3 years, now it was extended for 4 years. Now when you question, it's a problem. So that is the problem that we are sitting in, because honestly speaking, the contract of the municipal manager has come to an end. Now that is basically the problem that we are sitting at the present time. Because now we are questioning it, and there is no way that we can agree to it. Can't be possible. That is the problem that we are having. The issue of the forensic audit, and I must be short, the issue of the forensic audit can tell fair that it was also part and parcel of the non-compliance. It was also that the shadow was alluded to that fact. It was also part and parcel of that. Now, can tell fair that the way, the pattern, in terms of addressing the contract itself, it was wrong, because I think the forensic audit was targeting people You know, it was not a land policy that to address different departments. You see, it was targeting people because also to that there were no internal, you know, investment in terms of discipline. People must be disciplined correctly and so on. Now, you know, it was a package of each and every whatever, you know, a target that was some sort of, you know, targeting some of the other people. So we question that. Now, but we are not saying we are not prepared to table it. We are prepared to table it. But we question in terms of, but now, how do we begin to come up with this forensic audit whilst we gain that ample time to the AG to some sort of extent in terms of investigation? Why? That was the problem that we're having. I should do it on my report today. Thank you very much. Your colleague next to you.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. I'm Councillor Matokama, City, MNC, Community Services and Engineering. On the meeting that was held on the 31st, I think we were dealing with the issue of forensic investigation. And the mayor asked to be recused due to personal reasons. He said that he can't explain it further, but due to personal reasons, he just wants to stand out of the meeting. I think the issue of the mayor to decide that it must not be part of the deliberation in the issue of the suspension of the municipal manager such that. Again, I think that the report was tabled in the past term when the mayor was Councillor Mwei. And if maybe in our municipality, if you've got an issue with someone and then you don't want things to be dealt the way you want it to be dealt, you'll recuse yourself or you won't be part of the meeting. I think that was brought not for the council to give that kind of report. I thank you.
Thank you for that input, gentlemen here.
Honorable Chair, just putting an apology for coming late. The council is under speaker of the municipality. I wanted to respond on the question of the relationship between the mayor and the chief. Yes, I think at a local level, there must be a harmonious relationship. And I think for the 3 months that I was absent at the hospital, I don't know what happened on these issues, but relating to issues of forensic and unauthorized expenditure, it's based on the issue of the Auditor General. Auditor General has audited the municipality. The same audit overlapped on forensic. And council came to a conclusion to say there was double unauthorized, where the master manager has put in three quotations. The one quotation that was allowed was 200,000, but the amount went to 850,000 without the council consent. But I want to base my matter on the issue of the relationship of the three officers. The problem that I realized is the issue of role clarification in the municipality and the relationship leading councillors as a collective opposition with the majority party. The issue that the municipality is bankrupt, the municipality is what, I disagree because the type of municipality and the history that we have and the type of situation where we are. We can't compare Makwasi Hills with Kleblok Forge, the area where we are. But I wanted to base my argument on the issue of road classification basically on the municipality, not dwelling into issues of audits, unauthorized, suspending, because I think council as an executive authority has the mandate, has the information, and I think the mayor is better placed. The executive committee, my colleagues here, a better place to explain why religion.
Thank you, Honourable Chair and Councillor Don van Pijl, MEC for administration. You said we must not bring in politics, and I don't want to do it. I'm from the opposition, the minority party in the council. Although I was against certain resolutions that were taken, I'm still part of the council, and the Honourable Speaker asked that why did we occur this expense? Can we educate them? Maybe it's an eye-opener for the other councillors to see the necessity and that we must start to work together to correct the mistakes we have made. Regarding the sitting of council, I can comment that we had 10 in committee special council meetings. We had 5 special council meetings, we have 3 actual council EXCO meetings, we have 3 council meetings. We can sit to suspend the AM and all those things. And I'm speaking out of my heart to say that I hope that was transpired yesterday, that we can go back as a collective and rectify. The things that was presented in the forensic report, if we go and look into that, if only scrutinize that report because it was not discussed in the council. But the same unauthorized and names was mentioned also in the AGES report. Now, some did feel it was a headhunting, but the two reports are actually speaking to one another. But council only adopted the AGES report after a long time. Bachelor was outstanding from last year and it was never tabled. As the mayor indicated, we have tabled that. The committee was set up and the report was in 7 days. Now we are going to 21 days. So I hope they report in our ordinary council meeting of the 29th of November because I will certainly take it up further. Honourable Chair, as you indicated, we don't want to enforce the report. You must take the necessary steps. We already incurred 750,000 rand regarding the case of the former MM. And I wish we can set that one aside and start working to be the same.
It's very clear that this council has lots of work to do because before you arrive in December for the recess. Just take note of that. But it was good to listen to you. The other thing, Salga, you went to a training session in July throughout the country. Is the role and responsibilities of councillors in terms of the oversight role and oversight over the administration as members of parliament to oversight over the national provincial departments? It's the same principle. And on the mayor, you will have to apply that. And put your mind to it. Lastly, that each councillor asks him or herself the question, what did I do today to make a positive change in people's lives out there in terms of my service delivery, of my institution, of my council, of my municipality? You must answer that question yourself. Because if you can't answer it, you've got a problem. That's how serious these interactions are. To take the country forward. You must realize that. You may go on with the responses or to the second question that was put to you. Just bear in mind, we have got to take the second municipality with 12:15.
Thank you. I think that's because I will take a cue from Honorable people that perhaps once the report is taken, the members will have to. As a committee come to a final conclusion. But because some of the statements made here were made on record, I think it's important that we highlight the contradiction and the consequences of some of the statements made here. Because you see, other councillors are saying the report
is not being tabled, the forensic report is not being tabled before the council. And there's a general agreement on that. But now, if the report is not being tabled, you hear again councillors saying the same report is targeting certain people, meaning it was biased. Now, it gives you the impression that other councillors already have had sight of the same report that has not been tabled. And on the basis of what they know it contains on that report, they are blocking it from being tabled in the council, because that is the implication of what we've been there. That is point that I wanted to clarify. Two, the councillors are also indicating that they were aware when the investigations were conducted, because they were conducted in the council. And at no point did they attempt to stop those if indeed they were not authorized, as you're saying. But again, if you think the problem is not, the problem is the content of the report plus the cost thereof, which we don't have a problem as parliament if we find that there was something wrong that the municipal minister has done. Therefore, if there was any legitimate reason for them to charge him, we don't have a problem with that. But I still want to believe that the fact that the council allowed investigations to happen, and then, now you see what is happening. That report is not being tabled, but it is known by individual councillors, and as a result, it is being blocked. Then you question the motive behind that. We don't want to have some doubt in terms of how the matter is handled, but it is quite clear that the report itself is being handled badly. And it is still time for the council to convene a meeting and reflect on that particular report, whether they reject it ultimately or not. But it should be the decision of the council, because as we stand now, the council does not have a decision on that report. All what we are hearing is individual views of council members, which is complicated. The MN is being suspended for 2 months. And already we are told that we have spent 700,000 in legal costs in 2 months. And we are still continuing with the legal battle. And according to the information that we received here, this contract was supposed to have ended on the end of October. And the council is having a problem with it, with the extension. But now the technicality is that long extension. You are saying he is still on suspension, meaning he still continues to earn a salary, despite the objective. Because if any is going to end his November salary, he's going to get his December salary, while this battle continues until October next year, which is the actual expiry date in terms of the disputed time. So this dispute is not helping the municipality, because expenses are still being incurred. Other alternatives could have been looked into in terms of solving this particular problem, because I believe there are other avenues that the council can do, with the primary objective being to save the cost and the money that you don't have. You don't have money, but you are able to get into expenses that continue to. Now you have spent 700,000, the MN is still taking you to court, you are still going to spend more. You are also appointed another investigator who is still going to ask you a lot of money again. So this cost keep on escalating, and these are money that are made for this deliver. That is my biggest worry, Chair. But I felt that I needed to make this statement so that it is recorded that we have raised this issue. But come at the time when you're supposed to take a decision as a committee of parliament, we will do so once every member has said of this. But I will still ask you on this issue, please, because the entire executive is there. They should hear this seriously, and when they go back, reflect seriously on this matter in the interest and in a manner that will be beneficial to the country itself and the communities of that particular and the issue.
Thank you, Honourable Chani. My question to you is, Commissioner Hila, the sooner you deal with this report, the better for yourself. Otherwise, you're creating a problem and not fixing what is wrong. You must take this very clearly. Parliamentary committees and parliament have got power, and they can be other interventions as well. Is provincial COCTA present? Not yet. Seems to me they're not arriving in Cape Town today. I see the presence of the Auditor General from the Northwest. I've noted Honorable Motsisi and Honorable Bloom. And Honorable Mashile and Makubele. You see, you're creating more questions the more you speak. Sisi, Honorable Bloom, Honorable Makubele and Mashile.
Chairperson, I thought maybe one issue to is to warn the councillor that all those questions in here are actually important. And if there are conflicting reports which might have to be taken out, some of them can find themselves in trouble. So all we are saying is we need anybody who opens his mouth in this chamber to be honest with the committee. But lastly, what the chairperson on appropriation, Honorable Chami, has said about the policy report, we will make the recommendation that as soon as the committee receives that report, then we will be able to take it. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable.
No, Chairperson, you see, a lot of things came out, and I'm here today. Some of the councillors are here to come and see us through reflection with the mayor. Yes. This thing is not the taxpayer's money that is involved. It's not an easy thing, and we can go through it. We must go to the bottom of this thing to find out what is. This is just 750,000 rand. It's a lot of money that is being given to this So I am saying, Chairperson, we must not rush, and the public out there are expecting guidance from us. Yes, to say that this thing of 10 meetings, there was already 10 meetings, and nothing came out of that. We can't go on like forever and ever. We must take a decision. That report, forensic investigation report, must come. And if they don't want to solve it, we will solve it for them.
Honorable Makubele, then Mashile.
Thanks, Sir. I'm starting to worry because it seems that the report we're getting here today is not a report in which they are regimented together and compile a report for this poor piece. You can find loopholes there. My question comes from one of the councillors about the road. I want to know what was the role of the audit committee in all this audit and the investigation. Because it came out in those things.
Honorable Mashile.
First chapter, probably maybe some would stand up, Chair. And as I raised this issue, Chair, I think what we need to communicate to Makwa Council is that if they render the institutional arrangement dysfunctional and they render the financial management of the municipality dysfunctional, they render the municipal manager dysfunctional, and they render the mayor dysfunctional, you are playing with section 139(1)(c). You are playing with section 139(1)(c). And when it comes your way, it should not come. Because the easiest can be proved that the municipality is down, is bankrupt, is dysfunctional. Then it can be disestablished. The council will be disestablished. While they are pointing fingers and kicking each other left and right about the relationship of the mayor and the municipal manager, forgetting that the municipal manager got executive administrative powers, the mayor got executive powers, then he's also the head of the political authority in the municipality. But doing all these sort of things, playing politics inside the municipal administration and institutional arrangement. I'm saying you are playing with section 139.1c. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Mashile. We also note the presence and welcome Honorable Musumadi, sitting here. Welcome, Honorable Musumadi. Honorable Musumadi is the chairperson of the Standing Committee for Finance in the National Assembly. And the two committees, the Committee on Finance and the Energy Committee, do a lot of work jointly together. And he's also chairing the Economic Cluster in Parliament. Honorable, welcome. I just want to bring under your attention, the Government Gazette, Volume 467 of the 7th of June 2004, number 26435, section 17. A person who with intent to deceive the House of Committee produces to the House of Committee any false, untrue, fabricated or falsified documents, commits an offence and is liable to a fine or to imprisonment for a period not exceeding 2 years, or to both the fine and the imprisonment. You must remember when you speak in a parliamentary committee, in Parliament, National Assembly, or the NCOP, you go on record. You are minuted. It's a public meeting. It is broadcast that South Africa is looking at what is happening in this meeting today. That's how serious it is. That's, I'm taking you back to my initial remarks, that we are here to assist you, but you must be honest with this comment. Give us a real pitch, because then we can come up with a real solution. And we want to take your hands and go forward. And National Treasury must take note of that, and the Auditor General. It's a pity that Kokta Provincial and National is not present there, because they need a serious intervention. On the Mayor, there's still responses that you have to reply to. Questions that you have to reply to, you and your team.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair, once again. I have already given to the management, but there were questions again that I have to answer. The question was put that do I really feel free to work in the community? And to be honest and true, with that question, I am not. It is difficult. The other question was, I actually wanted to clarify something. Yes, I do agree with Honorable Chan that the initial suspension was on the outcomes of the on the forensic investigation and the money that was spent. But what I was talking about now is this other suspension that has just happened on the 20th. This is what just what I wanted to clarify. Going back to the work, my work in the municipality, it is true I am not free to work, because even when I had to work, I get this statement to say I'm having relationship with that one, or I'm having the relationship with that one. That is why I would be taking decisions on some matters in another way that doesn't suit maybe other counselors. And then when I have to work, I'll be, I don't know how to put this, but I will be, the correct word doesn't want to come. But I'm not free to work in that municipality. You will be given many, many that you are doing this because of that. You are doing this because of that. So your work stands still. Every time your work is blocked, that you need to perform. But this is how one has to work in the municipality of Makwati Hills. It is very difficult, really very difficult. I'm going to give over to the administration to respond on other matters. Thank you very much, Chair.
May we see? Thank you, which is very precise and to the point.
I wanted to propose that CFO consolidate all those questions that way and we have a meeting. And then the mediation at home and the issue of the loss of water loss, they are technically aligned to my function. I will respond to them. But let me start. I'll just group them.
Great. Philip?
Yes, I did ask one critical question before I started going through whether the report that they are presenting to the council knows the content. I think it's much critical to me that question that I wanted that to be communicated to us. Given the kind of problems and relationship dysfunctionalities that are impacting.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. This report that we are presenting is only known to the people who are here. We did not have enough time to go to council, as we had anticipated that on the 25th of November, yes, we had to sit with council on this report on the 25th, but we couldn't sit on that day. Because there was, while the speaker was still hospitalized, there was an acting speaker. We sat down and arranged that meeting, but on that day, the meeting was just postponed without us knowing that the meeting was postponed. I called him and asked why was the meeting postponed, even the executive committee was postponed without my knowledge. He told me that he talked to the municipal manager to postpone the meeting. So we couldn't sit on that day. And also, anyone that the report was only through compiled it was on Monday. It was then that the report was. It wasn't Monday, it was yesterday morning. We only had to sit on the report yesterday night when we were all there. So the council doesn't know about the report as we are sitting.
Honor Bloom.
No, Chair, it's a very critical question and a very honest answer. Then I will propose we can't entertain this report because it's an individual citizen report. And we are also going to get into trouble to listen and take a report that is not from the council. That is my honest opinion, that we can't really listen and entertain this briefing any further. That's my proposal.
I put that to the committee. Speak up.
Chairman, I don't know if I'm correct or if I'm right.
But to me, it sounds like there is a political fight that is going on here, and the municipality are being used to do that fight. And we'll have to look at every report, everything that comes to us.
Anyone else from the committee? Sorry, one from Mamela.
So I crossed everything at the tail part, but I don't think we can effectively complete it until the end of it. And it is a proposal. It pertains to the policy, so we just abandon it.
Anyone else in the committee that wants to make input? Obama Kudala, Obama Sisi?
I wonder if I'm correct. Our direction is to Mayor. Mayor Kusan has heard about intimidation. Intimidation comes from over a cabinet by means of frowning at you, that type of product you must do your duty. You feel free to go to the police and open the car. They will take this to you. Thank you, Secretary.
Honorable Makabara is a former police commissioner. He knows what he's talking about. Honorable Motisi?
Chairperson, we are dealing with municipalities that are not punishment. And we are dealing with the type of municipalities where there's a lot of insight. And our people here seem to begin to understand or attempt to understand the problem that is in the municipality. I suppose that some of the reports that they are providing to us here are some of the reports which they provided to the office. And the Auditor General has expressed himself on the report. You know, the manner in which the fund has been abused and so on. And it's not much different from the type of report that we have seen. So I would say, on the basis of that, because the objective is to try to get at the bottom of the dysfunctionality of the if that allows us to go ahead. Because even the rest that are coming right now, you might find that the reports were only made, they were actually drafted a week ago. They are cancelled from the reports that we are receiving. There are those types of problems. So if our people here is to attempt to ensure that we contribute in ensuring that we become functional, I think we should just do it. We can be able to make our own recommendations with respect to whatever I'm doing, and also with respect to what the Constitution and the law provide in terms of the justice of the country.
The report was already submitted to the committee, so we dealt with the report. Anyone else?
You see, Chair, the difficulty that I'm having with what Mr. Mundisi said. The mayor said that they were drafting this report in over there when they came here in to take up.
Sorry, I missed that. Just repeat it. Sorry.
The mayor said that the report was drafted for the money. That is what he said. Now, you see, Chairperson, if we can just change one side of this division in there, we are also being indicated
in listening to one side. The mayor is saying she's not comfortable. She don't feel free to be there. Now, it's very difficult for us. That's why I am proposing, let us not have this briefing fair.
Is there a point of coming?
No, first, I'm sorry, I missed the earlier point, but really, well, I'm not sure of what Honorable Bloom is saying, because it can't be that the Board of Directors yesterday, because it was already, this Parliament yesterday already, through the emails or whatever, so it means it was said while there was still a problem. But taking a cue from the earlier decision that you took, that perhaps let the chair avail to all members all those reports as submitted by the AG, so that including this report, because other than all these elements that shows this fight between the executive members themselves and to a large extent the councillors, but we should also be dealing with the issues of administration, the operation, all those things, deliver issues as contained in the report. This is the second time we've interacted with this authority in a period of 2 months. And there's been a lot of expenses incurred when we went to Northwest and when they are now here. So, I mean, to just, I'm not, I know the concerns of the members, but the report was tabled for an hour and a half. And we even raise questions on the report. I think it's only fair that answers are given to those particular questions that we have raised, and we note all these other political squabbles that have been said, so that when we take a decision, as we have said, that we'll do the final deliberation on this municipality next week, when we do that, we at least have got a privilege of all the information concerning what is happening there, specifically on issues that border control and all those things. It's a pity that the provincial department of COCTA is again not here, because even in Potisbrook, when this municipality was presenting, there were still these challenges. They were invited, they are not here again with no apology. But that is something that I hope, as agreed, the chair will take up with the relevant member of the executive in the province. Perhaps when we come to our final decisions as to what is the way forward with regard to all those forensic reports, the situation in this particular municipality, we can still extend the invitation to that department, because in policy through, we mandated that department specifically to do certain work with regard to all municipalities that appear, including this municipality. And at this point, we are not having that information as to what it is that we have done as a department, save for what is contained in this particular report. And say, much as I am quite aware of the issue of time, but already have spent time, almost 2.5 hours on this municipality. And we can't just, after 2.5 hours, just say, no, we reject the report. Then the whole exercise was fruitless. And then I'm pleading with Honourable Member that we allow the acting MM to give a report, response to all those questions that have been raised, and then we close on this municipality, suspend the discussion on it for next week as agreed, and then take further job and join in. Thank you.
We indicated in Portugal, at our previous meeting, we will be going back to the Northwest province for a third time before 2014, before our term of office last year in Parliament. And we are committed to adhere to that decision we took. We are definitely going back to the Northwest to measure the progress. So you tabled your report, it's on record. The proposed date for the committee to meet to deliberate on the report on the Northwest municipalities, the proposed date is the 30th of November. And then we can, as the on the Charlie indicated call the provincial and national department of COPTA to be present. I noted, Councillor, just your name again.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Once again, thank you for the opportunity. I'm Councillor Dong Hong Pai. I think it must just be corrected that the report was not drafted last night. The report was drafted on Monday. We could only sit last night after arriving from the airport and peruse the report. And I know I'm on record, but I'm willing to say this is a true reflection of what is going on. And I think the comments that was made by all the councillors and the mayor and the acting mayor is the correct information. I also just want to inform through the mayor that the MEC of North West, Honorable VC, was with us last week as the premier, and the MEC Paul Sebego Institute, Section 106. So already from the provincial side, there's a committee coming to Mukwasi Youth. He promised last week Thursday that it will be within 2 weeks, a committee of five people that will come and assist this municipality. Also, provincial national treasury has given training last week, for the councillors. And I think 80% of the council is first-time councillors. And they are still learning, but I think after the training that was given by National Treasury, they also were reminded that what their function is. And I think that, as the Honourable Chair has indicated, that before we go on a recess, we must set certain things straight, and I believe that we will do that. Also, that the speaker was sick and that there was an acting speaker, certain things were not done correctly. But I think now that the speaker is set to continue with his job, it will be correct. Thank you, Honourable Chair.
I noted Honourable Mashiva and then Councillor Dumbin.
Thanks, Jefferson. I just wanted to support the position that Honourable Chan has said, that the questions be answered. My initial question was to really establish the authority of the response that we will get, whether it is the view of council or is the view of the leadership. Now I have the context under which to receive the answer. And but Chair, like as I've indicated before, the question that council knows nothing about this report, and whatever solutions or recommendations that are contained in this report is not the view of council. It still points to dysfunctionality of the municipality, and which is a dangerous case that this executive, when it goes back home, they must be knowing that they are playing with trouble if they render the municipality dysfunctional. And the second thing, Chair, that I just wanted to indicate is it is important that the councillors respect offices, not individuals, offices. The office of the mayor, the office of the speaker, the office of the MMC, they must respect those offices. Doesn't matter whether one is acting as an acting speaker, but the office must be respected and must be given the due authority that it has in relation to its powers and functions. And I think this is something that one would request them to take back home. And I think it will assist them in advancing some of the petty things that they are squabbling about and rendering the municipality dysfunctional. And then bit by bit, moving towards Section 1791.
Thank you very much, Chair. I don't want to waste time, but you know, I'm just giving the benefit of the doubt because we agreed with Honourable Member of Parliament, Dali Charlie, to say the report must go to council and council must adopt it so that it must go in. Now, most unfortunately, it was a rush hour kind of situation yesterday because we were supposed to have left at 2 o'clock. Now we left before 2 o'clock and the council meeting was supposed to take place at 2 o'clock. So councillors were there, but now because it was contrary to our expectations. So this is the unfortunate part of it because the meeting was supposed to be sitting yesterday. As I announced in the preliminary meeting that took place on the day before yesterday. So it's just a question of maybe it was a rush hour kind of situation so that it was not, it could not go to that room or adopted to cancel. And we behave there in terms of we are very much sorry for the inconvenience. But we plead that we must also be given a hearing. Thank you very much.
Causing an inconvenience to yourself as a council, Honourable Speaker.
Honourable Chair, I feel very intimidated and very bad. And I'm sorry to say that I keep the court in order. I think this House, as members of Parliament, the wisdom comes from you at the national level. But members of Parliament cannot reiterate every time about 1393. I think they must also wait for response based on the dysfunctionality, based on the unauthorized, based on the reports. You cannot give a judgment before you get answers based on issues that are irregular. And I think a senior member of government, they must give encouragement, not to say what we're doing or what government is doing is right. I disagree with that. Since I said here, it is negative, it is promising, you are going, it is dead. Yes, it's fine. But what is the response based on the dysfunctional, based on the irregular, based on
since our first visit 14 months ago, and according to the Auditor General report, there was a regression. It was 14 months to correct what went wrong, not 3 or 4 or 5 months. Just take that point and bear it in mind. Other members, you have to get your way forward now. Talking in circles.
Yes, Chairperson, I just wanted to say, since the speaker was here and you are not in the municipality, doesn't seem to know what Chairperson is. That municipality is dysfunctional. So that's okay.
This committee will make its recommendations, it will go to Parliament, and we will take it further from there. Now, please be to the point with your responses. I'm going to give you 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
Thank you, Chairperson. To kick off quickly, I've got it down about over 10 questions relating to finance, and some of them I'll try to group. On the first point, the matter of the disclosed irregular, fruitless, and wasteful expenditure as per AG's report. Chairperson, that's an issue I, as CFO, can't answer on because those are the matters coming directly from that investigation from the AG on the extended scope of work on supply chain management and also partly then flowing over to the AG matter. So once council has dealt with the reports, that will be seen also as then a reply to these matters as those in the AG report. On the matter of the expenses, as mentioned already, the 750,000 on legal expenses, it will also be reported this week as fruitless and wasted expenses to the acting MM's office, seeing the council is not contesting the matter of the municipal manager again, and therefore suspending again. So all those three costs on the legal fees, the 750,000, seen as fruitless and wasted expenditure. The matter rights on creditors' age analysis on the payment of creditors for a period longer than 30 days, yes, we committed it and admitted it's wrong. In accordance to the Municipal Finance Management Act, creditors must be paid within 30 days of submission of invoice. It's also raised in the AG's report and management letters. The reason for that, like I've disclosed in the presentation, the cash flow position of the municipality. As we are only actually paying salaries and not attending to other obligations, it results that creditors are aging in a period of over 30 days before we can pay the invoices on the availability of funding. On the matter of the interest earned, the disclosed figure in the presentation as anticipated was the actual interest levied to the consumers that are arrear. Our financial system calculates the interest on your arrear account. We anticipated to earn 500,000, we budgeted for 500,000 rand income from the event. The amount of invoices or consumer accounts sent to the consumers was that figure disclosed as anticipated, which resulted in an actual figure of just over 200,000 rand. The matter of the increase in our debtor book is really a concern for the municipality. In the past financial year, the municipality has written off unrecoverable debt of over 100 million rand. And if I can combine that with the matter of the payment success rate and the indigence and bad debt provision, like I've said before, Jefferson, not all our indigents are resistant. We've got far more than 1,400 indigents in Makwati, much more. And that's why we are pleading now with provincial free basic service units to assist us again with the ward councillors to bring the community forward to apply for indigent subsidies. We must reach out more to the community as what the community is reaching out to Makwati. And we must uplift that figure because the payment success rate versus the amount of people we have is a clear indication that there is people in the community that can pay for services, which is not paying. So then we must also ask the question, many of them can be indigent, which is not on our register. So currently we are investigating that matter to see what is the ratio between that. The same, while I'm on that matter, the usage of 6 kiloliters of water as reported for indigents. We've got a massive problem that our own municipal official is removing water restrictions and restricted we are putting in, meaning that after hours they are earning additional income, pocket money, to go back to those households and to remove the device from the water meter for additional income. Let's call it bribe money. Then that is, according to our system, the indigent is restricted with 6 kiloliters of water, but actually they've got free flowing water. And we've picked it up in the system that some of our indigent households are consuming more than 20 kiloliters of water a month. So surely there is something wrong with that. And discipline starts with your own home, and I think officials must also be held responsible for doing this. On the general expenses, which amount to 61 million rand of the 11-12 budget, included in that indigenous general expenses both is our subsidies to our indigenous people. Like I've said, we've got 1,400 currently, but council makes provision for 9,000 indigenous households on our budget. So the value of that subsidies are included under that 61 million rand figure. On the matter again, sorry, I've just mentioned it, on the MM suspension, yes, the salary is still being paid monthly until next year, October, you've got a legal contract, according to my knowledge, what I've received until then, until informed differently. I think the amount of Section 57 manages the qualification and the value adding the acting MM will respond on. The accountability of our Section 71 report. Like I said before, National Treasury visited a municipality for training on basic related matters. Currently, yes. I can say 50% is credible. We've got really the capacity constraint and with that training of limited officials in the finance director. We've got one lady performing three functions in a day. She's the paymaster of the municipality, but she must also be budget reporting shared with a different person. Meaning that there is not a unit or people available that can only deal with budget related matters. It shares between people in their daily work. They must have time to do that also. And that affects the quality at the end of the day that's being sent to National Treasury. This matter was also raised with National Treasury as part of our training session there a week or two ago. The payment of our Eskom account and CDBM, I want to mention both of those accounts. We had a meeting with CDBM and National Provincial Treasury. It was a meeting called from the acting chief director's office in Salome, where they arranged a meeting between McCarthy Hill's provincial treasury and CDBM to come to an agreement. We have sent in a proposed agreement to CDBM. We still did not receive any feedback from them as acceptance of that agreement. The same meeting was requested from McCarthy Hill's to provincial treasury to meet also with ESCOM to have the same type of interaction with them. We are still awaiting a response on that. Yes, we do have a right sized association in McCarthy Hill. They have declared a dispute against the municipality regarding the content of the valuation rules, the implementation of the NPRA, which they eventually withdrawn from the High Court. And thereafter, they obtained an interim interdiction to prevent us to enforce our credit control policy against their members because they were owing the municipality more than 2 years in assessment rates. What happened in this regard? They were still paying the municipality for services, but they were only withholding the portion as the difference between the old valuation and the new valuation. For example, in the old valuation, all of your property tax was 100 rand a month. The new valuation, it went up to 200 rand. The difference between that they had was all. So they were still paying the old valuation that was charged to them. And they were still continuing to pay all other services as electricity and sanitation. So that's actually a small financial implication looking at that. But over two and a half year period, it escalated, and then they already started to repay those earlier amounts to the municipality. The matter of the streetlights also was raised previously. All streetlights, high-mast lights, in areas where Eskom is supplying the electricity. The municipality is still held responsible for the maintenance and the consumption of electricity of those streetlights and high-mast lights. So we have to pay an account in an area where we're not earning an income from electricity. And this is also putting a big burden upon the municipality because we are not having electricity in those areas, but we must pay a consumption account and also the maintenance for lighting in those areas. Under the category, I think that was the last point, if I'm not missing some of them that I didn't cluster. Under other revenue, the other revenue component is the sundry sources of revenue, like public tax fee, library fines, so the smaller type of income the municipality is generating. It consists of a small amount attributed as far as what was budgeted and actually received in the financial year of the review. So those are the smaller part of income that we are receiving. Chairperson, I think if I went through all of them that I tried to cluster, I hope I didn't miss one. Thank you, sir.
Acting Chairman.
Thanks, Your Chairperson. That I will only concern three or four.
have commented during agreement. Anyway, we have got an agreement that we signed. We are abided by those commitments. That we haven't signed anything with them. Then with the I'm sure, I wanted to go to the DDA statement, which is actually one of the issues that the Chinese are trading on the payment of the loan we requested from DDA State, which to my knowledge of now has gone up to 50 million. We are pretty quite flexible in the website. That is one thing that I wanted to highlight. Then the water loss, of course, DSA once again, we are approaching them, appealing to the 6 million they have invested in us that was withdrawn to reconsider that agreement so that this water loss issue will be finally addressed under the Water Conservation and Water Demand Management Program. And then we have got this issue of the qualification. Of course, the top management administration has got 5 sections, the MM, of which all the directorial accounts, the Department of Finance, Department of Community Services, Department of Administration, and of Engineers. Let me take the privilege of highlighting how far they qualified this way. The CFO of course, got the qualification of the share or of which is relevant to finance at the level of the diploma. He is also having a certificate of CPMD. Then we also have got the director of community, of which he got a level of qualification up to master. Actually, they recently qualified his master's on the performance management, very special on the spine study. So, we have got director, acting director, I mean, she's also having a qualification at the same relations administration, tertiary level. Then, myself as well, I clinical engineering technician. I also earned myself a master's degree on water studies, which is true, of which I also found it very, very relevant to also highlight this. All in all, I don't have any other thing except that he covers a lot of things. He covers a lot of things that I would need to learn.
Thank you for your reply. We would, one from the municipality Makwasi Youth or Gannon Grant, you can email that to the Secretariat, as well as your detailed responses to this page of the Auditor General and his findings on this municipality. There's a whole page of that. We want that in written format as well, and we want that before the end of business on Monday afternoon, that you forward that as well to us. I note the presence of the Auditor General's Office of Northwest, the lady down there. Welcome. Are there any inputs you want to make on the question?
Thank you. No, I think the committee covered all of the issues, and that's it now.
Mr. Book, National Treasury. Provincial Treasury.
Okay, thank you. No, this man accepted that with regard to his base water, there seems to be a delay. I'll just request the man to fast track that happened.
You can make your appointments while you're still here in Cape Town. They get out your diaries and diarize the day. Energy?
Chairperson, I think
we made a comment in the previous meeting. What I just wanted to clarify is that in terms of the, there was a question which was raised in terms of the relationship between ERCOM and the municipality. And that was just to the committee to note that in the same presentation of the municipality, they have also stated under legislative that the issues that they were raising as concerns are actually taken care of, and also that the structured relationship that they were talking about is being dealt with in terms of the energy forum, that they have submitted their plans, and that their plans are being implemented.
What is this?
Thank you. I think we just made a presentation in Potestrum as well, but I might reiterate a few issues. I think we are giving extensive support to Makwasi Hills municipality. I don't think everything was necessarily mentioned, but the MM mentioned around the regional bulk infrastructure grant. We are today considering a feasibility study that the department funded during this financial year for the upgrade of the wastewater treatment works in Wolmaran Stad. And then apart from that, we are very concerned about the wastewater treatment management in the municipality. The municipality didn't achieve the green drop status. I think it scored under 30% share, which for us as a department, we do prioritize that municipality for support. So in addition to the feasibility study that was done this year, we also assisted the municipality to develop business plans for the accelerated community infrastructure program, SHOCTI 98 program. And we have submitted it to our head office also for funding support. That is specifically for the refurbishment of the Wolmaran Stad and the Leeuwdoren Stad wastewater treatment work. Is continuous pollution of the water resources from those wastewater treatment works. In addition to, we also did support on the water service development plan and also the integration then into the IDP. So I think there is a good alignment now of the water service development plans and the IDP. We are currently running a council development program specifically focusing on water, the water business. And it's actually yesterday and today it is in the Dr. Kenneth Kaunda District Municipality. Unfortunately, I must say, Chair, that the attendance isn't there. So we'll have to look at how we're going to take it forward. And the idea is not that it is just a one-off event, so we will continuously engage with council. But this was a good opportunity just to give an overview of the water business so that the councillors can have a very good grounding. Other support also includes the development of bylaws and water-related policies in the council, and also the contracts where there's contractual issues, but as I understand that the Makwasi will still have a contract in place with City of Water. But if there's any support that's needed to go to contractual, also the management of the contract between the municipality and the water board, we can give that.
Okay,
I don't know if my colleague might want to add anything.
Anything on the wasting of water in that municipality came out in the presentation?
Yes, sorry, Chair. I should have added that we have actually assisted the municipality to develop the water conservation demand management operational plan. That was in the two previous financial years. And I think it's based on that that they requested the DDSA to actually fund the implementation of those operational plans. So it is a concern to us that it's not implemented yet because it was finalized last financial year. So I think we should also have further discussions with the municipality and obviously DDSA to see how those plans can be implemented. Because it's also one of our conditions when we look at further infrastructure investment in the municipality that the water conservation demand management must first be implemented so that we don't necessarily need to develop new infrastructure.
when we break for lunch, the municipality can engage with water affairs and DVSA to get a date, to get around the table, and to get the way forward. DVSA?
We can confirm that we are providing a wide range of support to the municipality. In terms of the loan that was mentioned here, the amount owing is around 6 million, and the municipality is in default in terms of that particular loan. But as you've heard from what the NM was saying, that this loan has allowed the municipality to provide water, access to water to all the households in the area. And also dealing with the issues of challenges and deadlock in the area. So where we are now, we're currently engaging the municipality in terms of developing a turnaround strategy, which can allow them to basically focus on the issues of collection so that they will be in a position to retain the loan. So we will develop measures that will then allow them phase to implement the intervention so that once that is all in place, they can start to retain. We've got employees that we have in the policy, a planner, and a technical aspect that is there in the policy providing them support. So we continue to work with the municipality, water affairs, and also the municipal focus to develop the plan. But what is critical, and as you can see from this discussion, is the leadership within the municipality in terms of its availability and commitment to work with all of us. To make sure that once we develop the plan, we've got capacity to implement the plan and get progress forward.
No, thank you, Chairperson. I must say that I did ask a couple of questions. I am not entirely satisfied with the responses that were given. I also requested that the National Treasury must actually explain to us what it is that they are doing with looking at these numbers that are called other and general expenses that actually are quite large numbers in some of these municipalities, and unfortunately the gentleman from the National Treasury has not been said so. That's right.
There's still time this afternoon to respond to that, Mr. Tuch. Salda, you've listened now to the whole presentation, all the questions, all the replies. What's your action then?
Chairperson, thank you very much. Indeed, we have listened, and there are a number of interventions that SAUGA has taken to assist our municipalities, but definitely we'll go back to ensure that we prioritize and agent workshop with these municipalities, especially Makwati, on their matters pertaining to the roles and the responsibilities. The other critical appeal that we'll make to our municipalities is to take into account on the capacity building program that we are arranging because we exist because of this. But the challenge that is exposing us here is poor prioritization of SAUGA programs. Some of the challenges that are reported here, especially the current impasse, is something that the leadership is not aware of. So we request that our municipalities also utilize our provincial office for intervention. Thank you very much.
Don't wait for that phone call to come. Please pick up your telephone and phone it. Take out the diary, make a date, drive in your car, and go visit that municipality for at least 3, 4, 5 days. So that was a problem with DBSA in the previous program of the Sintamani. Deploying people to municipalities, staying there for a while, being relieved, but there was no value adding. You must add value while you are there, so when you go back, that they can go on forward on their own. Then you succeeded. Then we all have succeeded. Not one person, not one counselor, but the whole team. And that is the message. All the members, thank you for your input. We're going to break for lunch and suspend the proceedings of this meeting, and I want you to be back at 2 o'clock, 14 hours sharp. The secretariat will lead us to the venue for the lunch. It's in 90 Plain Street. They know precisely where to go. So please follow Mr. Andrew, Simo, and Lupitukobalo. And we want you back at 2 o'clock. Thank you very much.
Can all the participants follow our meeting to the restaurant, please?
I'm still training.